We've asked the Minister today to consider setting up a serious incident review group to better manage the overall review, because there are a lot of agencies looking into what has happened and how things are being managed at the moment between HICWA, the National Disease Surveillance Centre, and many others that are involved in that. And we feel that all of those strands need to be pulled together.
One issue you say needs very careful attention in the wake of what's happened here is the issue of vaccination.
Yes, and we believe that this area needs to be addressed, because figures we have obtained suggest, and while they are incomplete for the 2012 season, that only 14% of healthcare workers are actually vaccinated, and indeed the highest was for the 2010 season over the last number of years at 29%. So it's like having just, if you had 10 tiles on your roof, you only have two up there, so if you have any bad weather at all, you're going to run into difficulties.
The other issue you're raising is that there should be a national register and database of people who have been vaccinated. Could there be possibly some data protection issues there?
Well, there may be, but I mean, registers for illnesses and vaccinations and various diseases are commonplace in other jurisdictions, and we believe that in having a national vaccination register where all the appropriate details for a patient can be logged will save time in emergencies and situations such as we've experienced over the past week to identify key information for public health doctors and so on, and that you won't be relying on what is really a not-for-fit-purpose accounting system that they're depending on at the moment to identify possibly where patients have been vaccinated or not vaccinated.